Welcome to the Dear Lovejoy podcast, sponsored by Cooker, spelt Quooker, pronounced Cooker. 100 degree boiling hot water straight from your kitchen tap. Also does filtered cold water and sparkling water. But I'll tell you about that later at the end of the podcast. Today we have another special.
Woo-hoo!
Oh yes, today's podcast guest is Hayley Milbank. She's the co-founder and MD of Canadox, which is CBD oil. What CBD oil, you're thinking, Mark, aren't you?
Well, no.
Because you know what it is and we just recorded it.
Sorry to burst your illusion.
That's all right. I was just sort of trying to do
something
just one of those different intros. Well, you know, what is it, Tim? And then I would go, well, it's the oil from cannabis. No, it's fine.
Are you sulking now?
No, I'm not. It's the oil from a cannabis plant, which apparently heals lots of different things but it's pain relief, insomnia, et cetera, and loads of other claims about it. And we're a bit worried about this one. It's only because it's a product we're talking about. And she's the MD of a company. And we feel like, I say it a few times in the podcast, we feel like this could be an advert. I don't want it to come across an advert. I'm just fascinated by CBD oil. And I'm fascinated by, and she was great. She contacted me. So I thought, well, let's go on the podcast and have a chat with her all about it. So please let us know what you think about these sort of guests, where we actually interview people and they have a product. Because I like it. I like finding out about things. However, I don't want them to be adverts. So yeah, let's know what you think. Anyway, let's meet her. This is Hayley Milbank.
This is just a guide to modern life. Modern life is hard to get just right. It can frustrate you and annoy. And if it does, right into Dear Lovejoy.
Hayley, welcome to my kitchen. Thank you very much for joining me today. First thing I must do is give you a present. I had a little conversation with you not so long ago about business, and I said, have you read Tim Ferriss's Tools of Titans? It's a huge book, but I tell you what, as you're running your own business,
Thank you very much.
It's a book that you want to be reading. So how is your business going at the moment?
It's gaining momentum. So we only officially launched March of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And slow and steady, we're gaining momentum, and that's coming through the quality of the product, I believe.
Okay, well, you've done well so far because you decided to contact me on Instagram. I went, hey, let's do a podcast. This is a really good idea. But I don't want to make this into just a huge advert, because that's not the best idea. You actually have given me some of your product. You've given me this premium strength CBD oil, 40%. What does 40% actually mean?
So 40% is the highest strength that we could legally create, so without it going over the 0.2% THC. We decided to focus on high concentrations of CBD because I felt that the more of the good stuff you get, the quicker and the most effective it's going to work, especially with more chronic conditions. So with other UK retailers producing the lower strengths, which contain more of the carrier oil, we looked at producing more of the beneficial CBD.
Okay, that sounds better, Mark. Okay, I've got to kind of go back a bit and pick it apart. 40% is the maximum you can do without what? Without THC.
Exceeding 0.2% THC, which is the UK legal limit for THC.
Why 40? What does that mean?
So when we create our CBD oil, we get it in its purest CBD form, which mm-hmm. is the highest concentration you can get, which will include a higher level of THC. So I need to go right the way back. When you think of cannabis, a lot of people default to thinking marijuana, but they come under cannabis is the umbrella, and then the most common form of cannabis is marijuana, which naturally has higher levels of THC that occur within it, which is why it's a preference for people to smoke and therefore gives them that feeling of high, because THC is the cannabinoid that is most common THC's, for that head high.
Yeah, THC is the bit which gets you high and the mm-hmm. recreational bit. And the bit you're looking at is the CBD bit.
Yes, when you think of hemp plant, you cannot smoke. It's very naturally low in THC levels. Mm-hmm. We use it for building materials, cooking oils, a whole manner of things. And then you have the cannabinoid, CBD. Right. And again, that naturally has lower levels of THC that occur within it, but there are some.
Right, so if you go to 50%, you're going to get THC.
Yeah,
THC is illegal.
The consistency starts changing and the levels of THC may start to increase.
Okay, and it's illegal to get THC in it over 2%.
Over 0.2%.
Over 0.2%.
0.2% in the UK.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. We'll get back to that because that sounds quite complicated, and I think we need to revisit that again. But we might as well go into the your story and the benefits of it. So, CBD is great for insomnia and other sleep problems, anxiety and panic attacks. I'm just reading this list here: stress, depression, nausea, anti-inflammatory, mild to chronic pain, joint, muscles, pre-existing and recent issues in that, migraines, arthritis. I mean, the list just keeps on going on. Isn't there something recently they think it might be connected to, they might be able to find cures with it for autism in children? It might be helping autism in children or something?
So I cannot make any direct medicinal claims because in the UK, CBD is a food supplement. We cannot recommend that it will provide any medical treatment. But as you can see for yourself, there are a lot of information out there with regards to CBD right. and how it can help with mental health right through to chronic pain.
Are they doing lots of research on it at the moment to find out whether this stuff is really happening? The effects are really happening? Or is there a lot of research out there?
Yes, there is a lot of research right. out there. And I think especially within the last 2-3 years, it's gaining a lot more attention for what it's providing. I'd like to think that the term "it's just this new fad," people can see for themselves. It's much more than that.
Okay, so you gave me some. The way this podcast has come about is you direct messaged me on Instagram and said, "Hey, can I gift you some premium strength CBD oil?" And I said, "Tell me about it." And then you did. In fairness, you were bothered to give me a whole explanation of it and your story as well over a lot of messages, which was great. And then I said, well, why don't you just come on and talk about it? Because I'm fascinated by all this sort of stuff. So you said, well, I'll send you some anyway to try. And sadly, I had an injection in my shoulder and I had migraines. So I decided not to take it because I thought that would affect what I thought of it. And then it all cleared up. So I've been taking it for 1 week now. I've been told that 2 weeks is before you start feeling really good results. Yeah. Though I will say the sleep has been unbelievable. I mean, literally unbelievable. And I worry about that. And I'll tell you why I worry about it is it feels quite addictive to me because the sleep is so amazing. I'm just going to describe the sleep. When your head hits the pillow, I'm not sure when I should be taking it, but I do 2 drops of it, maybe half an hour or so before I go to bed. When my head hits the pillow, I go to sleep. This has not happened since I was a child. Like, just bam, asleep. If I wake up in the night, say I need to go to the toilet, so I go to the toilet, I come back, my head hits the pillow, bam, I'm asleep. And when I wake up, I literally wake up like when I was a child. I wake up and go, hey, what shall I do now? Rather than, oh, Christ, I've got to get up. And I'm finding that a problem for me because I don't believe in things being too good. That really has. And I said, I don't want this to be an advert, but bloody hell, I'm sleeping amazingly well on this stuff. Do you find this is happening to a lot of people?
Yeah. Well, I often get asked, is it addictive? And
yes.
The honest answer is no, it's not addictive. But unless you get addicted to being pain-free and that feeling of well-being and amazing sleep, then yeah, I guess in a way it is addictive to feeling good.
I don't want to be an advert for this either, but I was out yesterday and one of my friends went, why you seem so relaxed at the moment. And I do think it is making me feel, but I'm not sure with this placebo. And I'm also not sure, because I do believe a lot in placebo, whether my sleep is not just placebo, because I've got this horrible taste in my mouth, because it doesn't taste particularly nice. It tastes like an ashtray, but you get used to it, I suppose. It's, I mean, kind of like olive oil or something. It's got a bit of a sharpness to it, hasn't it, like olive oil. And then, as I say, I'm just sleeping really well. Why am I sleeping well? What's happening to me?
So one of the main bits of feedback we get is a change in people's sleep, whether they're using it for anxiety or for pain. It works with your body, and it works with your body's receptors. So the brain receptor to the body's pain receptors. And it just gives you that element of calm. So it works with your body to shut down all the chatter that's going on in your mind that may then be built into anxiety, and especially around bedtime. I was a sufferer of it too. Without taking CBD, I'd be lying in bed thinking, oh, I need to do this. Oh yeah, I've got to remember to do that in the morning. So how CBD works, it just quietens the chatter in your mind, taking away that anxiety, which then leads you into a natural state of calm. And aids a restful night's sleep. The way it works with the body, and I always stress it works with the individual's body, because we all feel pain differently, we all react differently to medications. So I like it because it works direct with the individual's body to give them more of what they need or remove what they have too much of going on in their body to create that balance. So it acknowledges what's going on maybe in your brain receptor to bring it to calm, or what's going on somewhere more physically with pain within your body to bring it back to a stable position. The best way that I feel I can describe it is we all have an endocannabinoid system.
Yeah, you're going to have to explain this system in a
minute.
Go on, carry on, and then you can come back and explain the system. Okay. We've all got this system and it works with that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and we all have it. And, I think a fair majority of us neglect it or neglect to maintain it. And then this is when we suffer with maybe sleep issues. And obviously in the highly stressful world we live in, getting a good restful night's sleep is something that we suffer from.
So tell us all about your story then, how you got to this.
So I was a project manager in a technology team for a financial services company in Bournemouth. I was going along great in my career, was newly married, and then I had my daughter, and I thought, I can do this. I can be Wonder Woman and maintain everything I had built up. So there I was juggling it away. But it wasn't until I think I returned to work, still maintaining that full-time career, whilst trying to have a handle on everything else. And that's when I realized the pressures I was putting on myself. But I neglected to do anything about them. And one day I just simply broke. In hindsight, I look back and there were many warning signs, but I failed to do anything about them. I kind of hit rock bottom.
Why were you trying to be Wonder Woman? Do you think this is just inherent in you, or do you think it's a media message?
I later found out it was more so a part of who I am and how I was maybe brought up. That's a whole other story.
Right, okay.
Yeah, the pressures of media as well, because you see these mums or these other people that you believe have got it all together, and well, they're still able to work and have a family and do this. And
do you think you're being sold a life that is unattainable at the moment as women? I spoke to Will Storr about this on my podcast, and he was saying we're sending bad messages to men and women. The idea that you can be a mum, you can party, you can work, you can do yoga, you can do this, watch Netflix. You've got to be able to do everything, and there's not enough time in the day, really, is there?
Absolutely not. Keeping up with everybody else, and even within my own social circle, you know, it wasn't just social media, it was within my social circle, I saw friends who seemed to just be doing it.
Yeah.
And they were succeeding, or at least I thought so. But so you actually realize, no, everybody's got stuff going on, they're just getting through it in their own way. But yeah, it took me having depression to then be able to open up with my peers and with other people as well, to be like,
so was it a slow gradual breakdown, or was it just bam, one day you woke up and went
just nosedive?
Okay. And did you never experienced it before, any sort of depression or anything?
When I the incident happened for me, it was a full-on nosedive one afternoon, to which everything just shut down. I stopped. But when I looked back, yes, there were lots of warning signs. There were many moments in my life where I realized that was a panic attack, or okay, that was anxiety. That was probably a depression episode. Mm-hmm. But neither of those that had happened before had hit me so hard as this moment. And I believe it's because I neglected all of those other moments.
So then what got you into setting up your own business then? What got you into CBD
Having had the depression, I was signed off of work, and I then looked into alternative ways that I could handle my anxiety and depression. So with that, I spoke with a friend of mine who also worked with me, and John mentioned CBD. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what this was, never heard of it. On more explanation, found out that it was derived from cannabis oil, and my ignorance was, that's illegal, what is this thing? So on further investigation, I realized it is legal in the UK, and then I started learning about the whole THC regulations, the levels that you're allowed to have in the UK, and then everything seemed to kind of hit at the same time, because around that time, I don't know if I can say, a local high street retailer, Holland and Barrett, high street retailer Holland and Barrett were one of the first to bring it to the high street.
Weren't their levels ridiculously small?
No comment.
I thought they were like 2% or something. What were they?
2.5% to 5%,
but does that do anything?
I think they go up to about 10 now.
Does that do anything?
It's not for me to say, because like you said...
Yes, it is. You're an expert. You've got a company. You're trying to flog high percentage.
So I'm forever thankful for those for them to bring it to the...
So did you take that one?
I did, to begin with.
And did it have an effect on you? Or was it placebo? Do you know?
I personally didn't have any effect on their lower percentages. But it was through them that I started looking into, and I noticed that it wasn't just Holland and Barrett retailing it. I was oblivious to this whole other group of people who were also doing it.
In defense of Holland and Barrett, they can't start putting 40% CBD oil in there, because it's not what people are not ready for it. I mean, we are. But industry isn't. The Mail Online would go, oh my God, they're selling us drugs and stuff like that. So they've done the right way. I'm sure they'll stock it eventually.
Absolutely. But I think because they were ready to make that step onto the high street, I think it was a sensible move to introduce it in the same way as, say, Bax Remedies, isn't it? And things like that.
But I'm right in thinking that you believe the higher strains are much better for you.
Absolutely. Work faster and more effectively, right. I believe. Yes.
So then how did you get from looking at that thinking, I'm going to set my own company up then?
So when I understood that there are many other companies out there, they all tended to do around the same strengths. I contacted the CTA, that's the Cannabis Trades Association. I understood that they are an accredited body who will, you join as a member, and they keep you up to date with all of the UK laws, guidelines. And they're there, you know, in our corner to push the legalization of cannabis as a whole, is their driving force. But in the meantime, they're there to support retailers of hemp and CBD.
Do you believe cannabis should be legal, the whole shebang?
I do, yes.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, we've done lots of podcasts on that, but there you go. For different reasons, maybe. But I do think the health reasons are good on this. Anyway, carry on. So what made you set up a company?
So I spoke with the CTA, and my first question was around why everybody who is out there at the moment tends to do these 2.5%, 5%, 10%. And their simple answer was, I don't know, they just choose to do those. And then it was more around the legalization of it. Is there a strength limit? Is there a reason why we can't go any higher, if I could make it higher? And the simple explanation was, if it's a CBD oil, as long as it doesn't exceed 0.2% THC, it's perfectly legal. So we got to making the CBD oil. And our aim was to do the much higher strengths. So we did the 20, 30 and 40. And that's when I started using for myself with regards to my mental health, and to compare those lower strengths with the effects of our higher strengths and to see if there was a difference in how fast and effective it works.
And obviously it worked for you. That's why you loved it. And how long did it take before it worked?
So I always say consistency is key. So I used it every day, twice a day for a week to begin with to understand the true effects. But within about a day or two, because like you, I was dubious, is it just a placebo? Is it just a placebo happening? I found my drives were a lot more pleasant, less road rage maybe. Yeah, and I thought, oh, am I just feeling happy today? Is it in
yeah,
my head?
Do you think there's got to be placebo element to that though as well?
I think in the way that it's been researched that it works with your brain receptors. So in a way, yeah, it is tweaking those dopamine and feel good factors. So in a way, yes.
So how easy was it to set up a company then?
The process took a lot longer than we anticipated. Maybe I think that was more around the naivety of us coming out with a product like CBD. So due to the nature of the product, the hurdles we've hit along the way were due to us being a bit naive, thinking, oh yeah, we can just do that. No, we can just set up a website and we can just have any old payment gateway. That hasn't been the case because to a lot of companies, CBD is still considered a narcotic. So there are certain payment gateways we can't use on our website. There are certain things we needed to ensure were covered. So first and foremost, after we made our high-strength CBD oils, the most important thing we needed to do next was to have them lab tested. So we went to a third-party lab. That was so we can get the information back for us to see what levels of THC were in it, to make sure we're abiding before we can retail them. And secondly, that we can give to the customers and those people visiting our website so they can see what exactly is in our CBD, what levels of cannabinoids, including THC, is within it. So should they be curious about using it but concerned about other medications they're on, the lab reports are there for them to show their medical practitioner as well.
How do you actually get the stuff out of it then? By the way, I've got to say, this is not cheap. The product isn't cheap, is it? It's the 40% you're talking 200 for 10 milliliters. You're only taking drops though, aren't you? I'm just reading here, it's 200 drops you've got in a bottle roughly. So it's 200 for that. For 30, it's what? I can't
149.
And then for 20%, it's
199.
No, that's 40%.
Sorry, 119.99.
Why is it so expensive?
When you compare it to the lower strengths that are on the market, so your 2.5 to your 10% range, excuse me, range from about £15 to £60, depending on the brand. And they're the lower strengths.
Mm-hmm.
The cost is down to the CBD and the quality of the CBD that is used. CBD isn't grown in the UK for the purpose of... Well,
there's a lot of it. We grow so much of it. We export it, apparently. But it's not legally grown. Yeah, I understand that.
So we import it from the EU. Yes, there are companies out there who are...
What I mean is, it's not hard. Can it be hard to get the stuff out of the cannabis, to get the oil out? Is it a tough thing to do?
So we can't do that, because that means us having the whole plant, and that would be illegal in the UK.
Yeah, I'm
so
talking about the people who are getting it off. Why are they charging so much to get it out?
It's the way it's CO2 cold press extracted. So that pulls in all the cannabinoids and the terpenes. So it's in the method of how it is grown, how it is harvested, and how it is then cold pressed.
So where's your stuff from?
Our stuff is from Poland.
Poland. Okay, so you've got somebody who makes it for you, manufactures it.
There is a farm out there, yeah.
Right.
And they CO2 cold press extract it, and then we get it.
But it's not your farm. You buy it off them, and then they do it, and then you package it up and sell it. What's the difference between... is there other places? Did you look around the planet for...
Yes. So when we first started the business, the original default option was to engage with a white label company.
Right.
So these guys have already dealt with the farms.
Yeah.
They get it in and they will label and box it up for you. The thing we found with this is they only dealt with lower strengths. That's what initiated us into doing the higher strengths as well. It's like, well, I don't want to go and bring out loads of other low strengths that I believe isn't the way forward.
Why do you believe the high strength ones are so... why do you believe it's so important to have the high strength ones?
There was a market for it. There was an opportunity. It didn't feel like people were using the product to its best potential. Yes, by having the higher strengths, it does make the product somewhat expensive and therefore out of reach, maybe to many. They may feel that way. But for me, it was something that was going to work and work quickly. And having the mental health issues I had, that was something that I wanted. And when I was having a panic attack, or I wanted it to work quickly and effectively.
So I've looked at the feedback on your product, and people like it. They're coming back for more, which is a good thing, right? So that's, and you're only new, so that's good for you. What other things are people saying that it's healing them of?
So on our reviews, we've had people using it for fibromyalgia.
What's that?
That is chronic fatigue,
right, okay.
Body in pain. Some days you may be good to get up and go. Other days you are shut down.
Yeah.
And it kind of rings true for those times I had depression. There were days where nothing was going to work.
I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Your body just feels broken. It doesn't want to do
hurts.
Anything.
It's, yeah, always the, pain. It's always the funny thing. Not funny. It's far from funny. But the thing I always think about depression, when people say, what have you got to be depressed about, or something like that? Or they talk flippantly about depression. I think people don't realize that if you've never had it, it actually physically hurts. But you can't quite explain how you're just sort of in pain all over, mentally, physically, everything. It's kind of strange.
It's, yeah, I never understood it. So it's mental health, and you think depression, you think it's all the head.
Yeah.
But it's not. It was, every part of me, right down to my toes.
So there are other things that you've had experience with yours?
Other reviews mention ME, so again, chronic fatigue. Insomnia has been an amazing one that keeps coming back again and again. What else have we had?
Well, the insomnia one definitely is something that I've not suffered from since I've been taking it. There are some...
Yeah, arthritis is another key one.
Yeah.
Really, yeah, absolutely.
But if you search it, it's, you know, the things that people are, I met a woman years ago who was in a bar, and she was dropping, this got to be 10, 12 years ago, and she's dropping CBD oil into her drink. And I said to her, what are you doing? And she said, oh, CBD oil. And she showed me, she went, I've had a brain, tumor. And then she showed me a picture, and she said, since I've been doing this, they said it was terminal, but since I've been doing this, look at it, and it shrunk. And I just sat there with my mate going, oh, this woman's a bit of a loony. Anyway, I went home and researched CBD and cannabis, and cancer. CBD oil and cancer, I got cannabis oil and cancer. And there's so many people who say this has by the way, I'm not saying it does, and I don't know whether this woman's story was true, but there's so many people link it with, mm-hmm. with the benefits of healing cancer. It's amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's, again, I cannot say it is a cure for cancer, but you know, even down to the feedback of when you're going through that time mentally and emotionally, the benefits it can have, but also chemotherapy, radiotherapy. And I mentioned again how CBD works with the body. So while chemotherapy and radiotherapy is working against your body to fight the cancer, and your body is really being taken through its toll as it is, you know, the benefits people say from CBD is, again, with working with the body, it reduces the nausea that comes with that. So at least you're able to eat when you might not usually be able to, or it's there to reboost up the immune system. So if you go back to the endocannabinoid, it's there to help balance back out your immune system. So while your body's being attacked to get better, at least it keeps it on a level keel to...
Though I was with someone the other day, and they use cannabis for health reasons. They're in a lot of pain with ME, and they firmly believe that you need the THC in it, but that's the only way they've ever done it, by the way. So they've never tried the CBD oil. And I said, well, this is a high strength one. They said, oh, that might be different. Mm-hmm. But do you think it needs the THC? He said he couldn't live without his, and he knows he has to take it illegally. How mad's that?
Yeah,
it's the only thing which is helping him. Apart from drugs, which were killing his body.
Yeah.
Absolutely ripping his liver apart, apparently, and stuff like that. And so he's gone to this, and he, you know, anyway.
No, you don't need the THC, because the CBD is all the benefits without the high.
Right.
But there are some elements where that THC is most beneficial. For me personally, and if everyone's familiar with the Alfie story, the little boy with epilepsy.
Yeah.
So
is that the airport? It's unbelievable,
so
isn't it?
So he and that particular type of epilepsy, it is beneficial have a 50-50 THC to CBD.
Right. So they wanted to bring the drug in to help the boy, and they stopped at the airport, and they wouldn't let the drug in. And that, I can't remember what actually happened in the end. What happened? But there was all these people slightly outraged that the fact this kid couldn't get the medicine that he requires.
Yeah. So
which is a natural medicine.
His mother, I think, had gone, I'm not sure if it was Canada or America, is where they got it from, because there's certain states in the US that CBD is legal. Still, bear in mind, not all states
THC
have legalized CBD.
Really?
As
a country, it's not legal, but in
states
they
have acknowledged it.
Yeah, it's going, isn't it? They've just legalized some mushrooms in Denver, which is interesting as well, because I think that's another thing that we need to look into, especially for mental health and mm-hmm. various other reasons. What's the difference between cannabis oil and hemp oil?
So the hemp plant and the hemp seed oil is what we need to think of when it comes to building materials, paper, cooking oil. There's naturally no THC that grows in that. You don't tend to smoke the hemp oil. But cannabis oil is another strain of cannabis. So you have your different strains. I believe there's over 111 types of cannabis.
Right, hemp's one type of
hemp's one of them, marijuana is one of them, and then you've got the cannabidiol.
Because when you go online to try and buy it, So you go to Amazon or something. It seems that you can only buy hemp.
Yes, you cannot buy CBD on Amazon.
Because of it's illegal in... It's not illegal over here,
no,
though.
No.
Why?
It's an Amazon policy. Even though in the UK we can only retail it as a food supplement and we have to state that it's a food supplement, I'm not quite sure on the company's reasoning for their policy, but even though we consider it a food supplement, the policy does see CBD as a narcotic.
Okay, there's news this week. Indecision reigns over the current CBD novel food status as industry groups clash with authorities. What does this mean? What is happening here? What is novel food status?
So this came about earlier this year, and it did put a couple of CBD businesses, us included, into a little bit of a panic because we hadn't quite launched yet, that they were going to mark CBD as a novel food and therefore it would be deemed illegal. We made the decision to be members of the CTA, the Cannabis Trade Association. And as I mentioned before, they work with us and with the Home Office in ensuring that the members of the CTA abide to UK guidelines, UK regulations, the Medical Health Regulation Authority. So to ensure that we have the adequate lab reports, where we're sourcing it from, that our labelling and packaging abide to the UK guidelines. So we have been assured that those who are members of the CTA are in a safe zone, let's say,
is there a lot of crap out there?
There's a lot of people who aren't members of the CTA.
Is there a lot of crap out there?
That's their choice. You don't have to be regulated by the CDA, but...
Is there a lot of rubbish out there?
What concerns me about those companies is they don't have to provide their lab reports. They don't have to provide where they're sourcing it from.
So is there a lot of rubbish out there? Why are you answering the question? I assume it is a bit Wild West out there at the moment. If the people like Amazon and stuff aren't stopping
it,
that
is exactly it.
Then imagine there's a lot of people going, well, I can just flog this crap at 5% and put 40% on it.
Yes, I think that when you say it's getting a bit Wild West, yeah, annoyingly and unfortunately, it's great that CBD is being more recognised. It's great that there are more companies retailing it. What's not great is that they don't have to be regulated. So I feel comfortable being with the CTA. Mm. I want to be regulated. I want to make sure I'm bringing the stuff.
If people always assume it's illegal like it is, and you know, it'd be better off for Holland and Barrett to actually stop 40% because then everyone would come in line. Mm-hmm. And then we'd know that you're all getting, because they can't not stop the good stuff. But how do you make sure your stock's always consistent?
So we make it up in batches.
Yeah.
And that's
and then you get it tested.
Every time we get a batch done, we send it off for a third party lab. Yeah, third party lab testing.
Right.
So for our reassurance that we know that it meets the percentages that we've planned for and the THC.
All right. So 40%, because I'm just a little bit not quite understanding of things. If you've got 40% CBD in the 40% CBD. What's the rest of the oil? What's the other 60%? So I'm confused.
Our carrier oil is hemp seed oil.
Right. Okay. So that's what makes up the other... Okay. All right. So you get pure CBD oil.
Pure CBD oil.
And then you add it to...
And we add the hemp seed oil to it to make up the percentage levels.
And no one... You don't... There's no point in selling 100% CBD oil.
I think it would come up too high in THC for us.
Oh, okay, right, because of the THC thing. And I've also got to say at this point, there are some side effects to it. Like everything, people say there's side effects. So I'm just going to read some of them here because I've just looked it up online. Anxiety can be one of them, changes in appetite, changes in mood, diarrhea, dizziness, drowsiness, dry mouth, nausea. But it says some research indicates that it could. I haven't had any of these personally. But I imagine anything you take could have effect with you. Are you finding there's any side effects with yours so far?
I am not aware of there being any side effects of CBD at all. The one for drowsiness, I'm not a fan of that one, because we haven't had to label it as making you drowsy so you can't drive or handle heavy machinery. We haven't had to say that. I think it just makes you relaxed. It just takes the edge off.
Right. Okay. All right. So sorry, going back to the food thing, where are we then? Are you still a food, or what are you turning into?
Food supplement.
Yeah. What's the argument going on?
So the argument going on with novel food. So yeah, is it novel? Is it a new thing that's just come out? I think the other thing they are considering novel is chia seeds.
Right.
Which is quite new, but in the last, I guess, 6-7 years, chia seeds have been quite popular. So
you don't want to be a novel food?
We're not a novel food.
Right. And if you are a novel food, what does that make it?
Cannabis has been around
since... Yeah, but what does it make it if you're novel? How does that affect you?
They would consider it illegal, and they would want to regulate it on a greater level, because it's new to the market. What is this thing? We don't know the health risks around it. We don't know how people may react to it. So, but I don't know how you can say that when it's been around for a very, very long time and used by a lot of people.
So how are you going about marketing it then? Apart from approaching me on Instagram. It's a good idea though, because I'm open to these things. So, you know, it's a good idea to approach someone like me.
So we just, because again, the limitations with regard to the nature of the product, we aren't able to advertise on Facebook, can't advertise on Google or Instagram. We have accounts on those social media platforms, and we are advertising in the good old-fashioned way of we're hitting up some print magazines for advertisements. We are reaching out to people who would be interested in using the CBD. We're kind of against influencers and getting people to market it via social media, because I don't want to pay someone to say it's good. I know it's good, and I want it to help people. And that's the thing for us. We are real, authentic people. I've got a history with mental health. The product means a lot to me. It's why I've made the product. And I was sharing it amongst friends and family to say, look, this is something that's working for me. There's something in this. It's not a fad. And I just want to be able to share it with everybody.
Can you describe how you feel then on it now, after we understood you're in pain, you're in trauma, and you're depressed? How do you feel now?
I feel back in control again. Like when we touch on, is it addictive? I don't know. On the days when I feel like I'm going to have a wobble, I like to know it's in my handbag. It's my crutch. It's in there. I know that a few drops of that will put me back on an even keel again.
Bringing your stress levels down, like getting rid of the anxiety.
Yes. Okay. I sometimes can feel myself go from like 1 to 100 like that. And it just brings me straight back down again. And I realize, why was I even considering allowing myself to get like that? It doesn't matter.
Does it worry you that you have to take this thing for the rest of your life though? Seems that that's what you're implying, that you're going
to
do.
I was more worried about having to take something else for the rest of my life.
An antidepressant.
That scared me. And I became a lot more anxious about coming off of that. And that's what led me to look into CBD.
But have you changed your lifestyle as well?
Yes. So I did leave my career behind. So that was a physical step I knew I needed to make to better my situation. But like I said, those depressive wobbles still come in now, and I know I have a better handle on them.
Have you thought about making edibles and things like that, like they do?
We have, yes. Yeah.
Is that something that would work, do you think?
They do work, but it's in a different kind of format. So the CBD oil we have is in a dropper bottle form. So by dropping it under the tongue, it allows your body to absorb the oil much more quickly. So you'll probably notice something within about 15 to 30 minutes. You'll notice anxiety relieved, pain subsided.
I don't feel when I've taken it, I don't feel sleepy. But when I put my head on the thing, I sleep. It's not like getting stoned or something or drinking alcohol where I didn't really feel that. I just, my head hits the pillow and I fall asleep. It's strange.
And that's why I'm not a fan of the word, it makes me drowsy. If you're tired, it's because your body's tired. If you feel drowsy, it's because your body's like, oh, I've had enough, I'm tired. By taking the CBD, yeah, it just calms you so that when you're in that position to sleep, then it kicks in and allows you to go off.
I'm a big fan of legalizing cannabis, totally. I'm a big fan of legalizing all drugs totally. But you have to listen to my old podcast with Yoan Hari and Neil Woods if you want to hear that sort of stuff. They've convinced me, and I've completely rethought it all. However, I'm also a big fan of the non-commercialization of it as well, which I know a lot of people are pitching for, which is like, let's legalize this, but it's, you can't make it commercial. And I think that's a good idea, don't you? You're talking about your advertising there or how you can market it. We can't have it like an alcohol.
No. And it,
drink this and it'll be fun and we can run down the beach. You know, we could smoke this sort of thing. I think that's the right way to go, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because it's you're not selling it as this, I don't like, can I say Coca-Cola? It's not this product that's going to, you know.
Yeah, you can't sell a lifestyle, really, with these sort of drugs. I think that's the important thing. And I worry where, if we do legalize, we're going to end up going down there. And the reason why I worry about that is, as I understand it, I've done a tiny bit of research, is that we're one of the leading people in this industry, the cannabis industry, even though it's illegal over here. apparently, North America, Canada came to the city to finance it. And it's us, our money, Britain, we're leading the way with this stuff, aren't we? We're the ones funding this industry, and yet it's illegal over here. Which seems so hypocritical, really.
Yeah, the UK's largest exporter. Yeah. It's. So therefore, I there's obviously recognition in CBD. That company in particular, who is the largest UK exporter of cannabis, particularly specialize in the CBD for epilepsy.
But they don't,
and MS.
We don't grow it.
It's grown and produced, I believe. Might need to be quoted on that. It is grown here, yes.
We grow it illegally.
Grow it?
No.
Well, it's like rules. Yeah, they have a license.
So we're allowed to grow it here?
We can't. They have a license.
Some people are growing it here.
I could apply for a license.
And then we sell it abroad.
But I probably wouldn't be accepted for the license to grow it. But there is there is a company who do grow it for the purpose of CBD for pharmaceutical use for epilepsy and MS in particular, I believe it is. And yet export it abroad.
But we're not allowed to have it over here.
But they don't recognise it for the medicinal purpose here. It's now been accepted that there are several medical practitioners who can distribute.
But we're also financing, as I understand it, the actual legal industry in America, as in states side. There's a lot of city money going into that as well.
It's recognised.
Okay, which is why the British public kind of hate our politicians sometimes because we're allowed to finance it and make loads of money for the city and everything, yet we're not allowed to have it over here. It's very hypocritical.
It's frustrating. It's like, well, so you see that it does have benefit medicinally in this area, but why
well, even
not?
That, why have we got alcohol if we're not allowed to do that? When alcohol is a lot more dangerous, it's just ludicrous. And we've got the commercialization of alcohol as well. They're allowed to push the stuff on us constantly. I like alcohol, by the way, and so I'm not anti it at all. I'm not anti since I've had my mind completely changed in the last 3 or 4 months. I'm completely into the idea of not having prohibition on drugs. It just seems so ludicrous to get rid of the crime and everything like that. But we're getting away from it. But it's interesting that we are such big players in the marketplace. And it's just, how are we getting on? Do we know anything about the political side, lobbying them or doing all that? I know that we seem to be going that way. We're going to start legalizing this stuff soon.
It feels that way. It does feel that way. And I'm hopeful that if they can recognize the benefits here, then surely there is a future for us to see the benefit. You don't just have to look at the states in America that have legalized it. You've got Canada, and I think more recently New Zealand, and then not even to mention Switzerland's acknowledgement of cannabis. And
yeah. If anyone's interested in this stuff, by the way, follow UK Leap, L-E-A-P, UK Leap on Twitter, because they're our organisation over here trying to legalise all this stuff. So it's worth following them to see what they're up to. All right, let's get back to this stuff then. What is the, is it the EDS system? Is that what it's called?
Yes, the endocannabinoid system.
Okay, which I've never heard of. Done my biology. maybe a B in biology. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I hadn't until I started looking into CBD. It's, if we look at our body as a machine, and a machine would need regular maintenance, care, a bit of degreasing here and there, maybe an upgrade. So if we consider our body a machine and how much we neglect on self-care, and I don't just mean aesthetically, but real self-care. And I'll go back to the times when I nosedived into depression. I ignored a lot of the warning lights that had gone on in my life, where my machine was breaking. And had I not, I could have maybe dealt with that situation before it came to a head. So my machine was flagging all these warning lights of self-care that I wasn't looking to do. I wasn't taking any time for me. I was putting too much on my plate. I was trying to please everybody else. Wasn't getting the adequate sleep that I needed because I wasn't shutting off. And the way CBD, again, works with the body. So your endocannabinoid system, the biggest system we never heard of. Obviously, the best thing to help maintain your endocannabinoid system is cannabinoids.
Yeah, but why haven't we heard of it? Is it a real system?
It is a real system.
But what, who discovered it and when?
It's a part of what works with the head and the body and the pain receptors. It's been there. It's just been brought to light around the whole cannabinoid thing. So yeah, when you think of cannabinoids, obviously cannabis is inclusive in aiding your cannabinoid system, but cannabinoids can also be found in a lot of greens like broccoli and spinach and things like that. So it's where we have neglected to maintain our diets naturally as mammals, to aid our mental and physical health, really. And that's how CBD works with it. So it sees where those lights are flashing or where you're lacking in something, or whether you've got too much of something going on in your body to create that balance.
What's it called? I can't say this word. Endocannabinoid system. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And have I said it right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just looking up here. It's bizarre. So it's got its own page. I wonder why it's pretty new. Is it then? We've sort of looked into this, have we?
I think it was discovered in the 40s, because that's when they started looking into CBD and the benefits of the cannabidiol part of cannabis.
So it says functions of the system, memory, appetite. My memory's terrible. Will this help me remember anything in my life? I can't remember anything in the life. Somebody contacted me the other day and goes, do you remember meeting me? We spent a few days on a train in Greece. It's like, no, I mean, it's never. It's like, and I had to look back and try and remember actually being in Greece. Appetite. Apparently it does your appetite, energy balance and metabolism, stress response. So these are all the things, isn't it? An immune function, multiple sclerosis, female reproduction. Oh, is it good for that?
So when you look at those things, and we go back to the endocannabinoid system, if if one or two things aren't working, something else is going to shut down. And then eventually, like I said, I broke. So when you're not feeling your best self, something's probably wrong. You're not getting enough of something, or you're getting too much of something in your body. So it's due to a lack or an increase in your system that makes you maybe feel lethargic, that makes you maybe feel nauseous, that makes you maybe a little bit anxious that day because you're a little bit off track. When you mentioned female reproduction,
yeah.
Can it make you get pregnant? No, but during that time you might have high anxiety, you might not be sleeping properly or eating properly. So CBD will help balance that, which may in turn help with other matters.
And when I just mentioned their appetite, famously, when you get high, you get hungry. Not that I would ever know. The munchies. Does this make you hungry? How does it affect your appetite?
I wouldn't say it gives me the munchies or makes me hungry. By appetite, I think it's more along the lines of if you're feeling nauseous, it all leads to the greater thing. So if you're feeling nauseous because something else is wrong, CBD can fix that and you won't feel nauseous again.
Right.
If you are feeling, if you struggle because you maybe eat too much, you do over consume possibly, by taking CBD, no, it doesn't make you lose weight by any means, but it will look at maybe, why do you do that? Why do you maybe binge on something? Are you enjoying it? Are you eating it? Or is there a mental health issue there? Is there anxiety? Does something trigger you to then feel the need to do that? So the CBD will work with that in order to reduce.
Can it show up on a, I know a lot of people these days get tested at work, yes. Drug tests. Can it show up as being a substance?
It will come up as a, I want to say negative positive, false positive.
False positive.
So our CBD, obviously it comes in under 0.2 mm-hmm. THC. So that's only really trace THC. And only our 40% hits the 0.2 mark. Our 30 and our 20 come in a lot further under. So it could produce a false positive.
And does it, you sort of slightly mentioned it earlier, are you allowed to do heavy machinery and all those sort of things, fly planes?
Yep.
Are you allowed to be my pilot if you're taking CBD oil?
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason. Yeah, we've never been told that you can't handle heavy machinery or drive a vehicle under right. the influence of CBD.
And you've had no side effects from it at all?
I haven't, no. I think, like you said, some people may be susceptible to those things.
Yeah, you can't say there are.
Yeah, because I can't if I say take, never.
If I take too many paracetamol, I get yeah. dizzy. So, you know, that's... But most people don't have that effect on
but
them.
No,
so.
The general consensus is there's not any right. side effects.
Okay.
I feel to get an upset tummy, you'd have to take quite a lot of it in yeah. one go. And that's probably going to be more the hemp seed oil.
So it's a pretty natural product. How did you decide on the name, Cannadox?
It just came to be. We were under a different name to begin with. I guess I can say it. It was Dr. Canna to begin with. But we were informed that we could not retail under Dr. Canna due to the medicinal link.
Oh. Hey, it's a good idea though.
It's so kind of, Cannadox
but I kind of like the fact that that's a great marketing idea. That's really good. But I quite like the fact they've told you you can't do it as well, which means the world's working or they're working well over here, that they're saying, no, you can't do that in case you don't believe it. I suppose they must be doing a lot of research on this at the moment,
yes,
are they?
Are.
They started
yes.
doing research on it?
Yes.
Are you worried that the big guns are going to come in soon and just try and steal your market from you? It's quite good at the moment for you, isn't it? That it's perceived this way.
Yeah.
It's perceived as illegal.
Yes.
Because you've got a head start.
Am I worried? If the big pharmaceutical companies come in, no, because if it makes it that much more accessible to those who feel that they cannot afford Canadox. And that's where I worry, because that's not the intention of Canadox. It's not for people who can afford it. That's not what I want from it. So how I try to make that message come through, through my website and through social media, is yes, it's a small bottle. Yes, it is. So the 30% is £150. But I try to stress that when you look at the amount of drops you need from a 200 drop bottle is far more minimal than that of maybe a 2.5-5%. You might have to take a lot more to even get halfway there. Then I don't feel it's that expensive a product. I recently stated that two drops of our 30% twice a day is cheaper than your daily coffee. So it depends on the price. What price would you put on your
health? Yeah, I know. I know I get a buzz off a coffee, though. Definitely know I get a buzz off a coffee, Hayley, every morning. Well, listen, thank you for coming on. I've got the questions that I ask everyone, which I'll do with you. It's hard, this, because I don't want it just to be a big advert. At the moment, I've taken it for a week, and I'm sleeping really well. I haven't noticed much else different, but I'll carry on. And then I'll let the listeners know how I like experimenting on myself. So I'll do that. Let me know when you start stocking mushrooms as well. So I quite fancy that, which I've never done. So yeah, if you could let me know that. That must be on there. You must be thinking about those things.
So yeah, so we've only really just launched with these three all natural CBD oils. But yeah, we have a big, yeah.
Because they're going to be legalized one day, aren't they? What are they called? That's the psilocybin. What?
Psilocybin.
That's the one, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So there must be a future in that at some stage. Let me ask you the question. By the way, if you want to look into this product, it's spelled CANNADOX, and you're on Instagram?
We are, yes.
Just on that name?
Canadox, yeah.
Canadox, okay. All right, let's ask you the question. What one piece of advice you'd like to give our listeners that has been invaluable to your life?
Don't be afraid to say yes. The amount of times that I've just gone ahead and gone yes has led me to meet new and interesting people, have great adventures, and just experiences I wouldn't have taken. I used it while I was traveling, and I did some amazing things, and it even led me to meeting my husband. Long story short, I was invited away, didn't really want to go, said yes. Just go with it. Just say yes. And then that's how we met, and I've never looked back.
Does he use the oil?
He does, yes.
Okay. All right. So are you enjoying setting up this company, by the way? Is it good fun?
Yeah, it is good fun. Not coming from a retail or marketing background, it's all very new. But yeah, it's good fun. And I just love speaking with our customers and other people who are interested in CBD.
It's a tough thing, though, because everything, like even how much stock to buy and things like that, it must be quite a challenge.
Yes, it's knowing how much of the batches to make up, and it's all, yeah.
Does it go off, or have you got years on it?
We have to put a expiry date.
October 2019, this one.
Yes, but like alcohol, it's not going to go off, and like most essential oils, they don't have an expiry date, really.
Right, okay. Have you thought about doing Dragon's Den or something?
I have considered it, but it's not new. We're not bringing anything new. So right. I feel a little bit wrong to approach them. Normally they've invented something. I haven't invented anything.
I keep telling people about it because I knew you were coming on. You sent me some stuff. I said, I have been doing that CBD oil. A lot of people don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you say cannabis oil, they say, oh, is that legal? Mm-hmm. And then often they say, oh, I want my dad to take it or someone to take it because of they've heard about how it helps with cancer. And a lot of people have got cancer, and how it helps, you know, with the as you say, with the chemotherapy and everything else. But then they say things like, oh, my dad says he doesn't want to take it because he's not a junkie or he doesn't do drugs. And so it's got a bad rep at the moment, hasn't it? Just because of the way we perceive drugs in this. Me, if you go back 6 months ago, 4 months ago, I just thought all drugs were bad, terrible things, until I started doing my research, and this podcast has led me to believe differently. But the market's about to grow, isn't it? Massively.
It is growing, and it is exciting. And like I say, the more that can be regulated, the better, just for the sake of the consumer, so they know what they're getting, where they're getting it from,
because there's a lot of dodgy
in it.
Lot of dodgy stuff out there, yeah, is there, Hayley?
It really concerns me that there's a lot of retailers out there that you just, I can't see, like, where's it from, what's in it.
Okay. Dodgy stuff, don't buy the dodgy stuff. Right, what's the biggest mistake you've made?
I do feel really kind of obnoxious when I say this, but I don't have any regrets. I believe that everything I have done or have not chosen to do has led me to be right where I am.
Do you believe in fate?
I do, yes.
Destiny?
Yes.
Are they the same? Free will? Do you believe in free will then?
Yes.
You do believe in free will? I don't know whether free will and fate can go hand in hand, can they? Because if you believe everything and your destiny's aligned, then there's not a lot you can do about it.
But I don't know. And I feel like I am in control of my choices, but I draw what happens to me, if that makes sense. So I go out into the world and do the things I want to do, as long as I'm thinking and, you know,
I'm sorry, I've given up the idea of free will. I'm not sure. I think we're just machines, which is what interests me so much about, what's that word again? Psilocybin, was it?
Psilocybin.
Because I think that gives you a way out where you actually start, where you're not yourself, and then you can change things.
Yes.
But I'm just working on that theory. So it could be it could be nonsense, but I've listened to a lot of podcasts on it recently. I've never done it, and I've always gone, not a chance would I touch anything like that. And I'm now starting to think, maybe.
It would make one hell of a podcast.
Maybe. Yeah, I need to find some people who are doing it and selling it or doing whatever. Or I think they do it, don't they, in Amsterdam and places like that, legally.
Yes,
so
I
think it's illegal over here still, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So, right, any life hacks?
Gosh, I can't remember what I said now. Ooh. Oh, yes. I recently took up TM, Transcendental Meditation. And because I'm still very guilty of putting a lot on my plate, because that's just naturally who I am, but I don't want to end up in the depressive state I was previously. So I looked into TM, and it just really gives me the opportunity to get 20 minutes a day that is mine, that I don't get distracted by my daughter, by the dog, by my husband. It's my 20 minutes of meditation.
And what's the difference between that one and any other sort of meditation?
So with TM, you learn the practice of getting into your meditative state without trying. So it's not about focusing on your breathing. It's not focusing about being quiet. It's not focusing about anything. The point is you shut off. So you're not, if you're focusing on your breathing, you're still using a part of your brain to think, breathe in, breathe out. The point is you just close off both areas. So you get given a word that you say, and to begin with, yes, you're saying it and you're thinking about saying it, but eventually it just becomes there without you thinking. It's really difficult to explain. But you stop saying the word in your mind. It just sits there. And that is almost like your anchor.
Who gives you the word?
You get given it by a TM teacher. It's a whole ceremony, which is beautiful in itself. It's a lovely ceremony.
So where do you do this?
There's a TM center in pretty much every town now. Yeah, the ceremony itself is beautiful, but for me, it was the understanding of just shutting down for those 20 minutes twice a day. It does sound super out there, but the meditation and the ceremony aside, it's what those 20 minutes can give you. You kind of see yourself as a mobile phone. You're a mobile phone and your battery's dying down, down, down. The more you kind of overload yourself, the more you're jetting around all day. Doing 20 minutes TM twice a day just boosts that battery power back up again. So I try and do it in the morning, and that sets me up for the rest of the day. Gives me that extra bit of perkiness. I don't often need a coffee if I've done my TM in the morning. Mm. It just recharges me back up. Then I start to flag at about 3-4 o'clock on a work day. And again, it just boosts me back up. And then I'm prepared to take on my daughter after I picked her up from school. Yeah, it just gives you a restful state without having to sleep.
I love all that, but I'm more interested in how you get given your word. Do you? I'm hoping the man comes along and whispers in your ear and goes, "Your word is," and you go, "Ricicle, what? Popsicle," and he's saying bicycle. Is it he or a she, and how did he decide your?
I had a he.
How did he decide your word?
He just chooses it. It can be, it's random.
What is your word? Are you allowed to say what your word is?
I'm not allowed to say. Half of me is suspicious that...
Tell us your word!
Does everybody have the same word? Is that why you can't tell anyone what it is? Because it is all the same.
How many syllables is the word?
I'm not saying.
You can't say how many syllables. He said, but I want to know how it works.
You can get your own word.
Well, if it's three syllables, you're going bicycle, popsicle, ricicle, whatever. But if it's one word, you're going bread. I mean, like, how does
it work?
I imagine
it would need to be two.
Oh, you're
two
going syllables. For, is it always two syllables?
I imagine
syllables?
It would need to be, because like you say, if it was just bread, I think that would be too, flat.
I used to sit next to someone at Stamford Bridge. I used to spend the whole 90 minutes going, Chelsea. And he used to drive me nuts. I think he was doing transcendental meditation and it was annoying me.
You don't have to say it out loud.
Oh, you just think it.
Yeah. And then
does he write on a piece of paper?
No, he did. He tells
comes
me.
And whispers in your ear. Are there other people around?
No, it's a private ceremony.
Just on your own.
Just on my own.
And he says, "Your word is." And you're like, "Oh no, I wanted banana."
I know. It's not my favourite word. I don't like.
Isn't
word.
It?
But it works.
Can you change so. It? He would never know.
I think it's more. Yeah, you could, couldn't you? I think it's more a syllable thing. It's
two syllables.
Like a trance. I think it's more that, and it gets you.
So
into
it's got to be sing-songy. Give us like a word, like an example of a sing-songy word which you would choose.
Love, joy.
Yeah.
Love, joy. All right, everyone listening to this, your word for your transcendental meditation is love, joy. Love, joy. How would you say it in
But
your
you
head?
Shouldn't associate him at all while you're saying it. Don't envision him.
Me.
Don't think about him.
Think of me naked.
You just say the word.
Think of me naked. I'm spreading food on me as well. But every time you go to meditate, now on love, joy, I'm naked, there's food on me.
Officially just ruined TM for me now.
What was he? Oh, your word was love, joy. Excellent. We got it out of her. What was he wearing? What does he wear? I'm fascinated by this.
Lovely. It's
what was he wearing?
Dapper, older gentleman. Yeah.
Lovely. Was he wearing tracksuit?
No, he wears a lovely little suit.
A suit?
Summer suit. I would say it's like a summer suit.
No, I don't want him to be wearing that. That's not what I'm visualising at all. I'm visualising robes. And maybe some, swaying one of those things around with smoke coming out of it. What are those things called? I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. And then he comes up and whispers your word. Did you have to repeat it to make sure you got it right?
I did, yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, can you recommend a book?
Wild Power by Alexandra Pope.
Why? What is that? I've never heard of it.
I only discovered it last summer, and it's a book I'd wished I'd had for all my life. I believe every female and male.
You told me about this.
To read it. Yes, I did.
Bought it for my daughters.
Did
I've just
you?
Remembered.
Thank
I gave
you.
It to them,
yes.
And they went, "That's sexist."
No.
And I went, "Why is it sexist to give you a book?"
It would be the best book they could ever
and
read.
And then they thanked me later. They thought I was being sexist. They thought I was saying, "Your mood swings are, sort them out. Here's the book." But
my,
it's not
My husband
that,
got it?
It
for me, and he did like, "Don't take offense, right. But I've heard this book's really good."
We've had a conversation before, and you said to me, "It's a great book for you because you wish you'd read it."
Teen right up until post-menopause, it goes, you can read it all in one go, or you just select the chapters of the life that you happen to be at,
right?
Be it a teenager and it's all new, be it in your late 20s and you've just had a baby, you're approaching menopause, all the different stages in your life.
I was just saying to you, and I was saying to my daughters the other day, because it really made me realise this, that one of my daughters was on the sofa, cramped up from period pains, and yet she was studying for her mocks, and then she was having to go in and do them the next day. And I was thinking, that's not fair, because if you're a man, you don't have to ever go through those sort of cramp pains once a month. And she sometimes does, and sometimes, which is the book explains it, mm-hmm. apparently, but sometimes has them worse than others. But it's really not fair, is it, in the world of exams and things like that?
No, because, yeah, life still has to go on, and the adverts show that, look, just do this and everything will be fine.
You want some roller skates?
Yeah. Carry on. But that's what is lovely about this book, and it's one of the things I never considered until I read the book, is that, do you know what, it is okay to maybe wind it down a little bit for those 5 to 7 days, because that isn't going to help the pain, it isn't going to help the hormones, it isn't going to help how you feel. So there's a beautiful chapter in there really about how to plan and plan for that time. Mm. So that you are doing less, because the stress of exams, it's just going to make your body cramp up, and it's going to make you a little bit more agitated. So,
and when we did a podcast with Robert Verd, what's the sleep expert, Dr. Mir Krieger? Yeah, the professor Mir Krieger. He said that it's also unfortunate for women because of the menstrual cycle. You get hot, and so the sleep is always interrupted at certain times of the month as well, which can be uncomfortable. Final question: what is
Can I just say to pull it back to CBD?
Yeah,
CBD is amazing for period pain. Mm. Not only just in balancing the hormones, but also in cramping pain as well. Little fact, Queen Victoria used to use it.
So there's me now thinking, well, that might be good for my daughters, but being a dad and a parent, I'm thinking, do I want them to be taking this? Even though you're telling me it's natural and everything else, I'm still having that little fight mm-hmm. in my brain, just as you said that. So mm-hmm. so that's where we've got to go. We've got a lot, well, you've got a long way to go, or the product's got a long way to go before we actually accept it. Whereas if you would say, give them some paracetamol or something, I go, yeah, sure, give it to them, you know. So that's interesting. Final question, what's the meaning of life?
I believe the meaning of life is whatever the individual makes of it, whatever they consider is the most important thing.
Yeah, but what's yours?
Mine?
What's your meaning of life?
Now I've had my daughter, she is everything. She was what I needed the most to get me through my depression. She was my driving force, and she is all I live for now.
It's true. Children just do make you think a lot, don't they? And put some reality in there. Listen, thank you so much for joining us today. So you can follow on Instagram. Is there anywhere else that you're on? Are you on Facebook? Or
we're on Facebook as well at Canadox, and our website www.canadoxshop.com.
Okay, thank you very much, and keep tuning, because I'll keep updating people on how I'm feeling on this. Thank you very much.
Thanks, thank you.
Cheers. So that was Hayley Milbank, co-founder and MD of Canadox. Interesting subject, this CBD oil. I think it's going to get bigger, and I think along with things like mushrooms, they're all going to become commonplace in our lives as the years go on. Have you tried CBD oil, Mark?
You gave me some, but we found out, having spoken to them, that it wasn't very high. It did nothing for me.
Gave you some that I took years ago. Was that months ago? Quite a long time ago. Someone gave me some. I took some, and I was, I feel really drowsy on that. So I just gave it to you. Didn't really do it.
Did nothing for me.
But I think
We found out it's a low strength one.
Yeah, but I think I might have been scared of it. But they also said, because we just showed them the bottle, and they said, well, what it might be is we don't know what the rest of the ingredients are in it, so you don't know what's in it or what's not, because it's
mixing it with.
Well, yeah, it was just blank label type thing. So I'm trying this one. As I say, the sleep's interesting, but I'm going to keep updating you, because I'm even though I'm positive about this sort of stuff, I'm also really skeptical as well. So I want to keep going down that line of being honest. So I'll continue to be honest and let you all know. And I'm also terrified that it's just a placebo effect. So I'm worried that people would spend their money going, oh, Tim's getting a good night's sleep. but it's just a placebo effect that I'm just thinking it because I've got a funny taste in my mouth. I don't know, because I believe in the placebo effect more than anything. You know, that is the, that is the, as soon as I go and see a doctor or ever, I feel better now because he's going to give me a pill or something. You know, you never know what they're giving you. Okay. Anyway, this podcast is sponsored by Kooka. Spelt Kooka, pronounced Kooka. As you know, it does hot water, it does cold water, it does filtered cold water, it does 100 degree boiling hot water, and Mark, it now does sparkling filtered water.
What?
Sparkling filtered water, which you're drinking right now at this moment, because you love a bit of sparkling water.
Yeah, but this
isn't
from there. Right, I'm going to go fill it up then.
Okay, you go and fill it up and let me know what you think. I've had this in my kitchen a little while, but I wasn't allowed to talk about it, really. And now I can. And, I mean, having sparkling... I do like sparkling. A sparkling water. It's very sparkling, and it's just so, so good to have it out of your kitchen tap. This is an advert because they sponsor us. But I love my Kooka.
Oh, yeah.
Like that?
Oh, it's cold. Hang on, I'll sit in front of the mic, shall I?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
It's cold
and it's sparkling.
It's sparkling.
And it's water.
And it's water. And it's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't have to buy a bottle again now, do I?
Fill yours up in my kitchen sink, yeah. Well, they still
are. It's all that plastic I'm going to save.
Exactly.
So it's amazing. There you go. Oh, I'm very pleased about that. Thank you, Tim.
We've also got our... yeah, it's a fantastic thing. I mean, if you're getting...
That is an absolute bit of wonder.
Do you know what? When they said to me, do you want one with sparkling water? I was like, do I really want one? Because I'm not sure that and I just went, yeah, because I like Kooka. And they go, I just love it. And so I don't, I drink the filtered water mostly. And then at night, sometimes I have some sparkling water. And it's absolutely delicious. It's got the canister
with a lemon in it. Oh, a slice of lemon.
We're also sponsored by Beer 52. But before we go into that, we're going to have to do like a pause thing because I've just realized. I've had the, unless you want to just, I don't know what you could do. You could just talk to the listener while I get the read out about it. Because we've been sent a new one.
Oh, have we? Okay.
Yeah, it's no longer Maine. It's something else.
Okay, well, beer52.com/lovejoy. If you go there, you can claim a free case of beer. Yeah. As long as you pay for the postage and packaging, which is £5.95. You have a mix of light and dark beers. You get a snack and you get the Ferment magazine or Ferment magazine.
Keep going.
what beer52.com do is they collate beer from all over the world. They're called a subscription, a beer subscription service, a craft ale subscription service. You can cancel at any time. So you pay your £5.95 and get your free... get your free case. You can cancel the subscription at any time you like. If you don't, then you can continue to receive quality beer every month.
Do you know what? I'm reading it now and I can't seem to think what it is at the moment. Hold on. No, it's just... Oh, yeah, I found it. Right, here we go. This professional.
So, yeah, Tim, what is it this month?
Skull.
No, it isn't, Tim.
You're getting
Tim,
8 cans
Tim,
of
you're
skull.
Tim, you're getting on my nerves.
You're getting 8 cans of skull and a fondue set and a subscription to a gym to play squash. It's 1970s. The theme is 1972.
Prawn cocktail crisps.
Yeah, 1972. You're getting skull, fondue, maybe a sauna. Every month focuses on a new country or theme, and listeners who sign in now will discover fantastic beer as part of their beer food education. The beers in the box this month, were created in collaboration with London's top restaurateurs. I don't think Simon always tells me off, so I remember for saying that wrong. Restaurateurs such as New England IPA with yuzu. By Freak Scene, a lime and coriander wheat beer by Cevici, and Black Forest Stout with Columbia Road Baker Lily Vanilli. Is that really? They can't really be called Lily Vanilli. Really? That's anyway. You know what? I'm gonna have to. research that now. Lily Vanille.
You've got the Ceviche cookbook here, haven't you?
Yes.
I can see it behind you.
Oh, Lily Vanille is a bakery located in Columbia Road. Lily Vanille. That's quite funny, isn't it? Is it?
They've certainly got a lot of advertising out of you just then by repeating the name over and over again. So yes, that's a very clever idea.
They make homemade butter. There you go. Columbia Road looks good. All about Lily Vanille. There you go.
We'll probably go back to Beer 52.
Yeah. So you want to go to I nearly did it. No, I did it.
You took the mickey out of me last week for doing that.
Because you know what happens is you end up reading it. So you end up reading the letters. Beer52.com/Lovejoy and you will get a free case of a beer.
You have to pay for the postage.
Yeah.
And you can cancel your subscription at any time.
Mm-hmm. And you get all sorts of lovely beers. Excellent. So I've not actually got mine received yet of this case, so hopefully that'll arrive in the post soon.
Oh, cool.
So I think that I've been given the read, as they say in the industry, a little bit prior to actually receiving.
Yes.
Yeah, prior
to. There we go. That's something to look forward to. Last month's was Maine. Before that was
Korea. Oh, no, we'd done the Six Nations.
And then
Nations.
There were Six Nations after that, yeah.
No, we had European as well.
Oh, yes,
EU
Brexit.
Ones,
yes, Brexit beers. Yeah. They're so really exciting beers.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really looking forward to the coriander one. Mm.
I'm going to pin you down and pour it down your neck.
I'm not drinking that one.
I'm going to make you drink it.
Nope. All right. That's it for this podcast. Oh, let us know what you think. Let us know. Hey, if you've tried CBD oil, because I've just tried it now, for a week, can you please let us know what you think about it and whether you think it works or not and the effects of that. If you've tried doing, I suppose, any form of drug, let us know for health reasons, not just for recreational reasons. When I talk about drugs, I mean mushrooms or CBD or cannabis. Let us know what you think of it. I'm interested in that. And also let us know what you think about doing podcasts with people like Hayley. As I say, we don't want to just sound like we're a huge advert for something. We want to make sure.
You turned into Paxman at one point. You Paxmaned her.
What, when I was trying to find out where there's dodgy stuff out there? Why wouldn't she say it?
I don't know.
She should go, yeah, mine's the
best.
Yeah,
I thought that was the opportunity to do that.
She's nice though, isn't she?
Everyone's so chilled in that industry.
she's running a proper business. I think that's the thing. And she wants it to be proper business and she doesn't want to have a go at Holland and Barrett or anyone. And,
well, in case they stalk her one day.
Well, yeah, they might do. And the thing is, you know, as I was saying on the podcast, Holland and Barrett, they can't just go, hey, I'm doing 40% CBD oil. Because all their customers go, what the hell are you doing? You're not allowed to do that. And
I've seen a high strength one in a health shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was, have you?
150 quid, something like that.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think it's as high as the Canadox one.
Right. Yeah. Well, look, I'll let you know how I'm getting on. So far, I don't seem to have had any side effects and that I know of. But I've only been doing it at night, so I haven't been doing it in the day. I might try doing a day dose as well, just to see if I get drowsy during the day. That would be a good thing to try.
Well, you tell us next week then, can't you, Tim?
I work so much and I work so hard.
Yeah.
So I'm on TV. I literally didn't take it on Saturday night in case I woke up on Sunday and was drowsy. I'm like, I can't do a 3-hour show drowsy. So I sort of gave myself a break from it. But I don't know. I don't know whether it would have affected it. I was just paranoid, you know.
I got some more of this sparkling water.
Beautiful. Sparkling water now available from Cooker. Spelt Quooker, pronounced Cooker. Right, that's it from us for the time being. Please contact us, dearlovejoypodcast@gmail.com or at Tim Lovejoy on Twitter. We'll see you all really soon. Peace and love, joy. Peace and love, joy.
Was that the ending?
Yeah.
Are you gonna go like that?
We're ending with a
cough.
Can
you not do that again?
No, that's it.
Just say peace and love, joy without coughing.
No, that's it. Peace and love, joy. Out.
Bye.